This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. It turns out a government shutdown is a great time for politicians to raise money. Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington on how there is no shutting down D.C.'s endless chase for cash.
As the government staggered to a shutdown, both political parties were sending out emails asking for donations. Sheila Krumholz is the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics.
Political crises beget political fundraising. Anytime there's a partisan stalemate or quagmire, politicians and their operatives are going to try to capitalize on that frustration.
They know that their base is watching or listening or tweeting, that they're following what's happening closely, and that they're probably passionate about it. Ross Baker teaches political science at Rutgers.
Well, it's a reflection on the kind of curious and complex notion of generosity.
Especially, Sheila Krumholz says, when those pleas for donations are pegged to a shutdown.
It's ironic that the money may start flowing to politicians and parties once it stops flowing to government workers. It's this kind of shift of money from one side to the other.
A shift that can happen quickly thanks to the internet. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.